going over to Casa as we are just set to go here. 3, 2, 1. Good luck. Have fun. We are in the match. We spawn with Pro 5. Pro 5 very quickly and quietly over to the statue courtyard they go as Great Eye and Zeebster getting ready to drop a couple grenades over near the crossway. Look out. Here they come. Barrett backing up far enough into David's courtyard. He is not hit. He's got the SR8 out. He meaning Barrett as we still see no action in the statue courtyard. Great Eye and DMX. Again, more grenades over the top of the building as we see inside the central room. Method had taken position there with his LR300. DMX now coming out of that central room, looking into the marble courtyard. He's got Bluey there. Bluey doing a nice job holding them back as we see Kinnix cutting down a Great Eye here for your first kill at Zeebster. Gets rid of Twin Duck, all happening in the statue courtyard. You hear weapons going in the background. That is Kinnix being shot. He's got the MP5K out. He's going after Zeebster, and it's going to be Kinnix. Zeebster with the MP5K. House Valhalla wins that first round. So our score here, 1-0 very quickly. As once again, we follow Pro 5 out. Great Eye leading the charge here, dropping a couple grenades over near the cathedral entrance. It catches Barrett. Barrett is injured. He's got the SR8 out again. Kinnix, though, coming around the crossway here. Twin Duck running down the marble approach, trying to get around the corner and look into that statue courtyard as we go in there now. Nobody home. As Pro 5 now coming out of the central room. Great Eye dropping down on the statue courtyard. Codename, though, catching DMX with the SR8 once again over in the tunnel area. So Great Eye under attack here, but Kinnix going to be taken down by Zeebster. Nice work there with the LR300 as he comes out and onto the courtyard balcony to gun him down. Also see Kinnix and Great Eye being taken out by each other here. So we look at the action. It's Andy Logos of P5. He's got the shoddy in his hands coming out into the statue courtyard. He runs. He's got Method right next to him. As they go into the central room, no action there. Coming out, dropping down onto the marble courtyard, trying to find the action. Great work by Andy Logos as he gets around the backside of Barrett there, switching to his SR8 now as Bluey comes bouncing down the tunnel. Look out, though. She may... Actually, she does a good job, climbs up onto the roof to get a bit of height advantage here on Annie Logos. As we find Logos taking a couple shots here, he's got the Spaz 12 out once again, and a headshot from Logos is going to slow down Bluey. 1-1 our score here, as we're just about 3 minutes into the match. Again, action starting. Grenades coming out near the crossway, near David's courtyard once again. House Valhalla spawning in the town square as they take up a position in the statue courtyard. You're going to try to hold that down and defend it here from Pro 5. As we see Pro 5 passing the cathedral entrance, we have Great Eye and DMX together coming around the backside up the stairs near the crossway. DMX has the PSG-1 out as we see Twin Duck down behind the statue here in the statue courtyard, letting loose with an SR-8 shot. Twin Duck's bullet connects, killing DMX as he now turns a corner looking down the marble approach as he had Zeebster in his sights, but Zeebster able to do a nice job there gunning down a Codename. Bluey and a Twin Duck both falling to Zeebster, and here comes Barrett to try to take down Zeebster. Zeebster doing a nice job, and it's going to be Barrett who gets the shot on Zeebster. Zeebster was injured, so it didn't take much. Down he goes, scoring out 2-1. We respawn. Round starts with Pro 5 once again coming out of the town square very quickly into the statue courtyard. They come as they try to take control, and they do so of David's courtyard. And under heavy attack, it's Kinnix and Twin Duck. Barrett in a lot of trouble. Barrett going down by a DE. As DMX gets the kill on Twin Duck. So very quickly, Pro 5 coming out, not letting House Valhalla set up shop over in David's courtyard once again. As we see Bluey coming down the cathedral archway, retreating now back into the cathedral south area. She's got the LR300 out. Archway there, nobody attacking for Pro 5 right now. Bluey, though, going down near the entrance of the cathedral, running past it into David's courtyard, past a slain member of her clan. As Andy Logos with the Spies 12 out once again, close quarter combat we go, and it's going to be Bluey coming out on top with the LR300. She's retreating. She is bleeding. She's under attack again from two directions, and it's going to be DMX with the G36 who finishes her off and finishes House Valhalla off. We are tied now, 2-2 our score here. Good action so far in the first 5 minutes as we spawn with... We spawn with Pro 5 once again coming out of Cathedral South. As we hear action taking place, Marble Courtyard, that Zeebster once again cutting down Bluey. So good action again. Early on here as we see Pro 5 now passing the horseshoe into the central room. Twin Duck, though, right there, but he's not going to be enough. Method going to get the kill and the flawless victory here for Pro 5. 3-2 now. Our score as we continue to go back and forth. We respawn with House Valhalla over in Cathedral South. Here they come. Twin Duck leading the charge in it to David's Courtyard. He's under attack. DMX cut down. Cuts down a Bluey as a Twin Duck spammed without mercy by Method. And another kill there. Kennex, not sure what he was doing, just standing by the cathedral entrance under the arch. Saw him come, but could not do anything as he gets shot down by Zeebster as well. So Barrett and a Codename left to fend off the attacks here of Pro 5. Right now is Codename under heavy attack, as is Barrett. Method and Zeebster doing a fine job here over in the Statue Courtyard. 4-2 now, as Pro 5 has taken a two-point lead here on UT Abbey 2. And again, they spawn over in the town square very quickly through the crossway into David's Courtyard. They go, grenades being tossed all near the marble approach as we see Kinex falling to Great Eye. Twin Duck retreating and into the hallway, into the marble stairway. Method now switching weapons to his DE, and he catches, Bluey catches him. Nice work by Bluey as Barrett now hanging down underneath the horseshoe. He's got the SR-8 out as a Great Eye. Nice shot by Twin Duck coming through the cathedral entrance as he takes down Great Eye here to slow it down for House Valhalla. Now going one-on-one situation as Logas, Andy Logas, was able to get the SR-8 shot on Twin Duck. And we go mano-a-mano here with Barrett and any low gas. More grenades being tossed as we continue to follow Barrett here. Barrett up onto the courtyard balcony he goes as he whips out the SR-8 now, passing the cathedral entrance. Barrett now makes the approach on the marble approach, and as he comes into the marble courtyard, looks down the tunnel, nobody there. As Andy Logas has retreated all the way back into the spawn area, he's over in the town square. As he looks to come down the upper hallway, the central hallway, looking all the way down into the central room, nobody there. We switch to the mini-map as we watch Barrett now over near the crossway, running down the marble approach, past the cathedral entrance. As Logas keeping it analogous, maybe it is. Analogous, I'm sorry if I'm pronouncing it wrong. Pro 5 still hanging over in the town square area, not moving much. As we now see Barrett, he had just entered. He just entered the central room but quickly retreated. Logas didn't see him. As Barrett now coming through the hallways, the back hallways here, up on the stairway, he comes over to the courtyard balcony. Nothing happening there. He is doing all the work here as Barrett in search for Logas. Analogous, I guess is how you pronounce it. Analogous. As he now makes his way down the central hallway here as we go back to the spawn point, town square. Nobody home there. So Barrett out and running here. As I said, he's doing all the work. As it looks like we're probably going to end. We will end in a tie. Round is a draw. As Barrett doing all the work to find the last gamer here for Pro 5. Did not happen. 4-2 remains our score here as we follow Barrett out of the spawn into David's Courtyard. He's got the SR-8 out. We see DMX and a Great Eye passing David's Courtyard, getting ready to go up the stairwell into the central room, which is being held down by a clanmate there. That is Method. Action ensuing over in the Statue Courtyard. That is X and Twin Duck coming through. As Barrett catches. And very quickly, we are down to Bluey as House Valhalla. Oh, she catches an SR-8 shot. coming down the tunnel. Bluey never saw it, never had a chance. 5-2 now our score here in favor of Pro 5. We spawn with them once again. Town Square, they come out quickly. A couple of wall jumps there. Over to the crossway they go. We see House Valhalla coming down the marble approach, and we are going to meet in the crossway. That is Barrett with the G36 out, taking aim at DMX, who's just inside the doorway as he now goes up the stairs looking to go out on the courtyard balcony. It's not going to matter. Under heavy attack, the DMX falls to Barrett in his G36. Barrett out and running once again as he quickly goes down the arch tunnel. It's a two-on-one here. He catches Great Eye, but right there to clean it up is Zeebster. Zeebster now under attack by Kinnix. Kinnix coming down the tunnel, and he guns down Zeebster for the win here for House Valhalla. 5-3 now our score. We spawn with Pro 5 out of the town square. They come. A couple of grenades go off. They catch a couple of P5 members as Method was caught by Twin Duck, I believe that was, and Bluey doing a nice job there. Twin Duck cutting down Great Eye as Method gives little props there. Great shot as Method was taken out by Bluey. He was sent flying across the map. And just like that, Barrett finds Analogous, guns him down. It's a flawless victory here, returning the favor, House Valhalla on Pro 5. We spawn with Pro 5 once again over in the town square. Very quickly, they make their way through the central hallway into the central room as we watch Bluey up on the horseshoe. Action taking place down below. That's Analogous with the SR8 gunning down Codename. As Twin Duck there trying to get the equalizer with his own SR8 crossing, looking down the tunnel. It's a one-on-one here, long-distance SR8 action. Twin Duck for House Valhalla as we see now DMX just above the side courtyard roof. Now goes inside the central room. Zeebster shot by Barrett as that action taking place over in the statue courtyard. DMX now retreating around the crossway and into the hallway where he hooks up with a couple of clanmates there. Walking back out on to the balcony, the courtyard balcony, through the crossway they come. Analogous leading the charge, has the SR8 out as DMX now down the covered archway. DMX guns down Kinnix, but it's going to be Bluey right there to clean up DMX. As Bluey running for her life once again, trying to fend off the attack. Zeebster and Method trying to chase her down as she makes her way through the horseshoe down the stairs. She goes onto the marble approach, going up the marble stairs. Great work by Bluey, gunning down Method and Zeebster to get the equalizer here. But it's going to be Analogous coming through the cathedral's south door, the backside of that marble stairway, to cut down Bluey. It's a good run there. Bluey almost had all three as she was outmanned 3-1, but she took down two. But it was not to be. 6-4 our score, Pro 5. As we have just about 7 minutes to go here in the match, House Valhalla taking up a defensive position in the statue courtyard. Once again, G36 for Barrett going off there in the background as Barrett becomes a nasty little stain here. DMX HE toss does him in as Twin Duck now on the wrong end, on the receiving end of the G36 from DMX as well. So DMX, two quick kills there. As we watch him up on the courtyard balcony now, dropping down, going down the stairwells into the hallway. And this will bring him out at the central hallway, runs across the bridge as he finds Kinnix over into the side courtyard. They go one-on-one, and DMX with two big kills here on Kinnix. Bluey came running down to support her clanmate. Little too late, though, as DMX does both of them in. We respawn. Score here 7-4. Been a good match, but the last couple of minutes has favored Pro 5 as they've opened up a 3-point lead. Still anybody's game this early on. As we see grenades and gunfire once again exchanged over near the crossway. Twin Duck retreating behind a pillar. He's got the SRA out looking through and finding DMX as Method spammed to death by Codename. So here comes House Valhalla back once again. They have the 5-on-3 advantage. As Codename trying to reload over in the side courtyard was done in by Zeebster and Analogous. As Barrett going down, odd man rush there for Pro 5, 3-on-1. Barrett never had a chance, so we are tied up here 2-on-3 here now in favor of Pro 5. As we pick up Kinnix bleeding, down he goes. And just as he was shot by Zeebster, his teammate also killed. Score now 8-4, Pro 5. With the lead at the 5-minute mark. We spawn with Pro 5. It's Great Eye once again. Great Eye retreating down the stairs, looking to go in the central room as we see more grenades coming over and around the buildings. Barrett with the G36 over on David's courtyard. Looking through the crossway aim at Great Eye. Zeepster's in that courtyard as well, along with Method and Analogous. As Twin Duck finally, DMX finds Twin Duck there, gunning him down. As Barrett also dying at the hands of DMX's G36. So two kills there for DMX. That gives him 13 overall. He's only two behind teammate Zeepster. As we move into the marble courtyard with Bluey, she's up on the upper level of the horseshoe. Down below near the marble stairwell is Kinnix, her teammate. And just underneath Bluey right now, it is Analogous. Here he comes with the Spaz 12, taking aim at Kinnix. Kinnix under heavy attack here from two different directions. It's going to be Bluey who gets the kill on Analogous, but she finds a bullet from Method of Pro 5. So that is going to leave Kinnix to fend off the attacks here. He's under attack, hit by DMX. And dropped by DMX. It's another victory here for Pro 5. 9-4 our score. As we watch Pro 5 extend their lead here. 3.5 to go. As Pro 5 now coming past the cathedral entrance. Couple of grenades being tossed near the crossway. Bluey dropping down onto the ground level. Here she comes through the crossway under heavy attack. DMX, she never saw DMX as she had her weapon trained on another Pro 5 gamer there. As down the marble approach came Kinnix and Barrett, both gunned down by DMX. So DMX, three kills in this round for his team. As it's now down to a two-on-one and a codename. We are with Twin Duck, who was just hit by DMX in the waist. As we follow House Valhalla now out passing the crossway, looking down the marble approach. You hear the distinctive sound of the PSG-1 from a codename as he now switches to his MP5K, running through the marble courtyard, down the side courtyard, as we see Twin Duck catching a bullet from a DMX and coming up through the window into the central room. It was Codename getting the kill here for House Valhalla and getting them back on the right track. 9-5 our score here as we spawn with House Valhalla. We are with Codename. PSG-1 popping there into the foreground. Great shot there by Codename. He catches Great Eye as DMX becomes a nasty stain thanks to Bluey over near the crossway. Here comes Analogous down off the courtyard balcony through the marble approach. Meets up with Barrett. Barrett going to do him in, and that is going to be the round here very quickly as House Valhalla taking the last two rounds here in about the last 3 minutes to draw within 3-6 in favor of Pro 5. But House Valhalla coming back here in the waning moments of the round here on UT Abbey 2. As we watch Analogous now coming down the tunnel, he's got the Spaz 12 out under heavy attack by Barrett. As a Barrett has him bleeding, Analogous not able to heal himself yet. Now he does. He's got the SR8 out. Here comes House Valhalla very quickly in to the statue courtyard, but it's going to be Kinnix who's cut down by Analogous as Twin Deck now taking his position up on the courtyard balcony. Meet my little friend, the SR8. Analogous gets the drop on him. It is up to Barrett here, one-on-one. Barrett and Analogous at it again. I believe we saw these same two here early on in the round. Barrett injured. He's got to retreat around the statue. He is bleeding. He's got the G36 out over in the statue courtyard as Analogous up on the stairwell near the central room, shooting and a ducking with the boomstick. Who is it going to be here? Who is going to put the final rush on? 49 seconds left in the match. It's Barrett now switching to his MP5K, and it's going to be Analogous who gets a Spaz kill on Barrett, turning him into peppered steak. 10-6 our score here. Pro 5 top, 37 seconds left here on this map. We will play out the round, which has 2 minutes 48 seconds and a counting to go as we follow House Valhalla through the crossway. Once again, Statue Courtyard, it is Pro 5 taking up a defensive position there. Method and Great Eye looking to go up the stairs into the central room. That is where, well, Method's not there, my bad. Method just came outside, actually. That's where Method is. As we watch Analogous holding down the position in the tunnel. Great DE work there by Analogous, but he's quickly erased to Bluey with the kill as her and Twin Duck now heal up in the tunnel as they double back to the side courtyard. Under attack, though, from the town square. That was DMX trying to catch him off guard. Zeepster now, the last gamer alive over in the town square. He's got about 50 health, LR300 out. We're going to keep it right here and watch him see what he can do. He calls for a medic. Nobody going to answer you when they're all dead, my friend. Sorry, Zeepster. As we have Bluey, Barrett, and Twindex. So it's a 3-on-1 here to finish out this round. Around that House Valhalla definitely needs to stay somewhat competitive here into the match. And here we go. It's Barrett coming through very quickly. And with ease, he cuts him down. Score here at intermission, 10-7. We're going to step away and come back here with the intermission and the second round coming up on UT Casa. It's Oswald. You're here inside the game. Clan Bay Spring 2005 Cup action. We'll be right back.
4 out of 5 dentists agree that listening to Radio ITG has absolutely no positive effect on your teeth.
Cool, apparently, the odds are 1 in 5 that your teeth are actually getting whiter in this very moment.
Thanks later. This is the new Radio ITG.
Got a team, and that team needs a server to play on. That's where Locked On Hosting comes in. Our servers have 100% guaranteed uptime, 0% packet loss, low pings, and 24/7 quality customer support. Why get your server anywhere else? Locked On Hosting can provide a server for any game, new and old. If your game isn't listed on our website, we'll be happy to add it and host it for you. Visit www.lockedonhosting.net today for your very own low-cost, high-performance game server. That's lockedonhosting.net, where your game server experience is never compromised.
And welcome back here. It's Oswald in between matches here on Inside the Game. First match on UT Abbey 2. It went to Pro 5, 10-7 here as we run down the individual scores. For Pro 5, DMX and Zeepster leading Pro 5, 19 kills, 12 deaths apiece. Analogous 16 and 11. Great Eye with 9. Method with 8. On the side of House Valhalla, Bluey led all scorers, 20 kills, 16 deaths. Barrett 13 and 12. Codename and Kinnix 11 and 14, 10 and 14 respectively. And Twin Duck with 10 and 15. So good gaming action so far from these two clans. Who will come out on top here in the second round? We'll find out in just a minute as we get ready to go live here inside the game. It's Oswald bringing you all the Urban Terror Clan Base Spring 2005 Open Cup action. We're coming right back. And we are back as we get ready to start the action here on UT Casa. As clans are just about set to go, just waiting for House Valhalla to ready up here and get in the game. We are on UT Casa. Map that needs absolutely no introduction. We play just about every match here on in Clan Base. That's saying something about the map. Very good map here. One of the best playing maps that was ever created here. Sweet Nuts with the skills on the map. You're going to see a lot of action on this map. Patio Courtyard, Fountain Courtyard, Marketplace. Three main areas where all the action will take place here on the match today. 20 minutes on the clock as we wait for House Valhalla to ready up here. Looks like they want one more round, and we should be set to go. Been some interesting tactics on this map recently by different clans. The SRE really has not been as dominant as I thought it would be on this map. Usually it's used to hold down the alley timbers. Haven't seen that happen all that often. A lot of grenade action, which this map is quite known for. Actually, many of the maps are known for, especially over in Clan Base. We continue to hear that grenades are overpowered, but I just think it is the style that the gamers here in Clan Base have as opposed to those in, say, North America. Just my observation. Anyways, Patio Courtyard, you'll see one of the clans usually take up a position there before they start a rush, either down the main square alley or the courtyard alley. Occasionally, gamers will go up to the upper fountain hallway. That place, that hallway, also known for the SR8 as well. So we get another victory here, just waiting for waiting for a house. We'll haul it already up. As it looks like we have a couple of substitutes coming into the game now. Starting lineup here for Pro 5. Who's going to be in red? It's going to be Reek, Great Eye, DMX, Method, Analogous, and Zeebster. And for House Valhalla, codename Barrett, Twinda, Kinnix, and Thumber now in the match. So we're just waiting for the start of the match. You're waiting for Valhalla, as I said, to ready up. As we do want to give a shout-out to our Cup admin today, Chaos, doing a fine job here, getting everything underway very quickly. And we are set to go. Counting down, 3, 2, 1. Good luck, have fun, and we are off. We spawn with Hala over into the covered passageway very quickly into the fountain courtyard. They come down the upper fountain hallway. That is codename. We've seen him there before another time we covered House Valhalla. So we'll have to watch him as Reek catches Barrett with an SR8 to get the action started here very quickly. Quite often, not sure where Reek actually killed him from, but we'll have to watch that. As Kinnix now coming through the courtyard alley very quickly, letting loose on a couple of shots now, going climbing up the pipe, hooking up with Codename up on the balcony, up on the upper fountain hallway, a grenade tossed down near the entrance. As Method going up the stairs, looking into the upper fountain hallway, he's got the LR-300 out, trying to get an angled shot down there. Not going to happen from that position as he drops off now down onto the alleyway. DMX approaching with the SR-8 out into the courtyard alley. Kinnix trying to get around the corner here without getting killed as we continue to watch clans jockey for position here. Over near the T intersection, it is Reek, DMX, Zeebster, and Great Eye fending off the attack from Codename running down the alley. Timbers, DMX with the kill there. As we continue to watch action here, a little slow here to start the match as here comes House Valhalla down the alley. Timbers gunning down Zeebster very quick, taking care of Great Eye, Thumber, and Kinnix doing a great job there to get a couple of kills on the board for House Valhalla. As they are over in the old alley spawnway, coming around the corner, looking down the T intersection past that main square alley, Thumber and Kinnix. Kinnix now with the SR8, going to hold down the alley Timbers, and Reek hit him. I'm not sure what he hit him with, maybe the SR8, but it caught him, and he bled to death. But Thumber quickly done in by Method right past the main square alley. So 1-0 here in favor of Pro 5 once again to start the match. As we spawn with House Valhalla out of the covered passageway over in the new alley, they run again into the fountain courtyard, taking a position up there. We got Kinnix and a Codename in the fountain courtyard. Is Thumber now holding down the far entrance as DMX grenade catches Codename. Again, another grenade coming over the rooftops for the kill. As we continue to stay with Kinnix here in the fountain courtyard, he's got Thumber up on the balcony as he runs down the upper fountain hallway here. Thumber, LR-300, Kinnix as well. And coming through the courtyard alley, it is Reek with the MP5K. He whips out his SR-8 but did not see Thumber. Thumber gives chase into the courtyard. Go one-on-one here, but it's going to be Zeebster who guns down Thumber. After Thumber was able to take out Reek. So 2-0 now, Pro 5. 2-0 advantage here, 5-0 overall. So House Valhalla going to have to get back into their winning ways here if they want a shot, as we have just about 16.5 to go here on UT Casa. Reek hanging back, catching Kinnix, who was coming through the courtyard alley. Kinnix never saw him back there. Reek now retreating down the new alley up onto the marketplace patio. He goes. He's got DMX in front of him. DMX under heavy attack. Here comes Thumber through the marketplace alley, taking fire from Reek. He's going to have to be careful. Reek's got the SR8 out, and it is trained at Thumber, just hitting the wall above him here with the machine gun. I believe it was the MP. It's not going to matter. Barrett coming down the new alleyway catches Reek off guard. So it's 2-1 now in favor of Pro 5 as Pro 5 spawns covered passageway in the new alley. Quickly coming down, taking a defensive position once again in the fountain courtyard. Reek under the bridge, looking up toward the T intersection. SR8 out as a Method and Zeebster. Now actually Method up to the upper fountain hallway patio, looking down the patio. Here comes Codename rushing that hallway once again. He's got DMX in his sights. Guns down DMX, but Method right there to pick him off in the upper fountain hallway as Twin Duck is spammed by Reek without mercy. Method continuing down the upper fountain hallway. He hooks up with Thumber, gunning down Thumber. Thumber doing in, and it's going to be Kennex who comes out on top with a victory here for his team as Barry catching Reek to finish off the round for House Valhalla. We are tied once again, 2-2 our score. As House Valhalla now spawning in the covered passageway out into the fountain courtyard, they take up a position there once again. Codename running down the upper fountain hallway, taking aim at Method, who's going to return the favor here as he quickly walking up the stairs, going to look into the upper fountain hallway here. Method and Reek hanging back as we see Twin Ducks exploding monkey barbecue great eye. So another kill here for Twin Duck. Four kills for him. Method up on the balcony here, just outside the upper fountain hallway. Under attack, he comes at his Codename coming through there, but Codename cut down by Method as we follow DMX. DMX catching a shot here from Kennex. That is going to leave Method along with Reek, the last three gamers here, as we see Reek taking out Thumber. His Twin Duck falling as well, so it's Kennex to take on Method, Reek, and Zeebster. We see Kennex patio area as he comes down the upper fountain hallway. As he draws fire from Zeebster, we watch the action as Kennex now retreating down the upper fountain hallway to the balcony, dropping off down and running back through the courtyard alleyway. Great work there, trying to get the a flanking maneuver on Reek. He does so. He hits Reek. Reek is bleeding, retreating as Kennex into the fountain courtyard. He is gunned down. He bleeds to death. So that's going to leave Barrett. Barrett's got three gamers from Pro 5 to finish off here. He falls under attack very quickly as he passes the T-intersection, pulls himself up on to the bridge, dropping off now. Under the bridge we go, drawing fire. Method and Zeebster. Here's Reek around the backside, upper fountain hallway. Reek headshot, and Barrett doing a nice job there. One-on-one, we go inside the courtyard alley, but it's going to be Method with his LR-300s who finishes off Barrett. 3-2 our score here. Pro 5 back on top here in this round. They extend their lead 6 points now. 6 points is their advantage. 3-2 on this map. Remember, 10-7 on the previous map. 6 points. Why did I say 6 points? I can't add correctly. 4 points. A little better. We follow the action with Great Eye. SR-8 as he approaches the upper fountain hallway from the patio courtyard side, looking down. He sees one of the House Valhalla gamers. That is Barrett. Barrett with the LR-300 down the stairs now. Going back up the stairs on the patio. Be careful, as that SR-8 can be deadly, as we've seen already from Reek. As we make our way to the patio courtyard, and just as we get there, it is Barrett and Kennex doing all the damage. As they take the round, House Valhalla does, tying things back up here. 3-3 grenades being tossed in the direction of Method of Pro 5 over on the balcony of the upper. Continues. Here comes House Valhalla through very quickly, but Zeebster and DMX right there to take down Barrett and Twin Duck. Upper fountain hallway we go with Codename, who quickly retreats down the stairs into the patio courtyard. We got Kennex now running down the T-intersection, climbing up the pole. Actually dropping off the pole, passing the fountain in the fountain courtyard. DMX shooting at him, coming through the marketplace alley. Kennex now calling for a medic, as he's going to get one from Thumber. As they are all chasing DMX. DMX, nice work there on Codename, gunning him down with the LR-300. Boy, he turns down and goes down the alley timbers. So Thumber and Kennex chasing down a DMX. As DMX takes up probably my most favorite spot on the map here, the obligatory crate. That's right. DMX hiding behind the obligatory crate. Now he runs out into the marketplace, hiding behind the fruit stands. As he turns right down the new alleyway, coming up near the covered passageway he goes. DMX LR-300 out. He's got about 80 health. As Thumber and Kennex give chase here, and this would be a big feather in their cap if House Valhalla can win this round. Kennex up on the balcony of the upper of the fountain patio, and it's going to be DMX down to 13 health. Breathe on him. There you go. The breath of Thumber along with his LR-300 does in DMX. Score now 4-3 here in favor, as they are now down by 2 points overall, leading this round 4-3. We start with Canix of House Valhalla, along with Clanmates Thumber and Barrett there over in the Fountain Court. So we see Barrett now taking aim down the T alleyway, the T intersection. Codename once again up on the balcony between the upper fountain hallway. Going to try to hold that down for House Valhalla, as that has not proved that worthy of a place to hold. Been very difficult there, as we see Great Eye catching Kinnix with a shiny bullet as they come through the courtyard alley once again. As Codename catches Zeebster, method killed by Twin Ducks SR8. And just in charge right now, as they have the player advantage here, as DMX now cuts down Codename. We follow the action with Great Eye, picked up by DMX there on the patio, fountain courtyard side of the upper fountain hallway. Down the alleyway, here comes Barrett, LR300 out. Two shots, does in DMX. We dance up on the patio, and it's going to be Great Eye leading the dance, but Twin Duck right there to clean him up. 5-3 our score. Guess what, boys and girls? We are all tied at the 10-minute mark here on UT Casa. As action continues, and I take that back, we are not tied. House Valhalla up by 2-5-3, still down 1 point, as they've come out strong here in the last couple of minutes, taking it to Pro 5, who a little bit reeling here as Twin Ducks shot down over the Marketplace alley. Codename now coming through LR300, taking aim at Zeebster and DMX. Once again, they are behind the obligatory crate. Codename catches Great Eye. As a Codename and another big victory here, Codename, Kinnix, and Barrett coming through, showing no mercy, gunning down the obligatory crate and anybody who was behind it. That was Zeebster and a DMX, and now we are tied 6-3, our score. Here comes Pro 5 back very quickly, dropping smoke grenades in it to the courtyard alleyway. DMX doing a fine job there as he comes through, dropping a couple of grenades, and when the dust has settled, smoke is cleared, it is Pro 5. With the man advantage here is Twin Duck now running for his life. He's got gamers to fend off. He's got the MP5K and the SR8 over in the old alleyways. He's going to turn the corner, look down the patio courtyard as we slow things down here with Twin Duck. He does have a full bar of health. Coming through the patio courtyard, he goes MP5K out. Crossing the bridge, he's just adjacent as he sees DMX and Great Eye coming through. Gets a shot off, neither hit. He's still got the SR8 out. And he is being chased down too little, too late. DMX with the kill on Twin Duck with the G36. 6-4 our score here. House Valhalla down by one. Up in this round by two. 6-4 our score here. Again, infiltrating very quickly into the fountain courtyard. Gunning down House Valhalla once again. So tactics for Pro 5 in the last two rounds. Speed, the power, the rush. It is Pro 5 coming back to draw within one now of House Valhalla. 6-5 our score. As House Valhalla tries a different way. Pro 5 coming out into the marketplace very quickly. A couple gamers being dropped there. DMX catching the HE grenade from... As House Valhalla coming through the new alleyway as they take a position up and hold the covered passage. Now Barrett moving down the new alleyway toward the marketplace. Up the stairs he goes. He meets up with Reek, and Reek under heavy attack, but it's going to be Reek who kills Barrett. Here comes Thumber through the alley, catching a Great Eye. So nice work there by Barrett. Codename and Kinnix, they turn on Reek. Reek in a lot of trouble. It's a 3-on-1 here. Reek retreating. He gets another kill on Kinnix, but it's going to be Codename who finishes him off here. 7-5 our score. Some outstanding action between House Valhalla and Pro 5. As a House Valhalla in a must-win situation here. Pro 5 undefeated right now, sitting in a playoff spot. House Valhalla looking to take that playoff spot away. As smoke grenades now coming in to the fountain courtyard once again. The black smoke being unleashed as gamers continue to fall here. Thumber being shot down by Zeeps. Great Eye has nothing but smoke covering the fountain courtyard. 7-6 here is our score. House Valhalla trying to hang on to the lead here, trying to keep it close as they are still down by two. As action once again slowing down, we follow House Valhalla, new alleyway, doubling back. That is Kinnix in to the fountain courtyard. He runs. He's got clanmates here. He's got Barrett with him. He's got Codename with him. As those three get trying to hold this fountain courtyard, Kinnix back down the new alleyway to look at nothing there. Here comes Twin Duck. through the courtyard alleyway. So four members of House Valhalla now holding down the Fountain Courtyard as we see Twin Duck cutting down Zeebster with the SR-8. And we get an oh my god from Zeebster as a codename goes and heals up his clanmate team or Twin Duck as a method it picks off Thumber. 4-on-4 right now. Action, as you can tell, has slowed down just a bit. We are with Twin Duck upper fountain hallway. Here he comes out onto the courtyard alleyway side. Great shot by Twin Duck catching Method over near the T intersection as a Barrett also cut down by Great Eye. We pick it up with Twin Duck going first person view with him going inside the game here as we watch Twin Duck showing off his skills. He had the shot, he took it, he missed. As a Twin Duck coming through, his codename being caught off guard by Great Eye. But three quick shots there from the MP5K. Twin Duck cutting him down. Twin Duck now all by his lonesome to take down a DMX and a Reek. As we follow Twin Duck now through the alleyway under the arched foyer, he goes looking into the marketplace. Alleyway, he's under attack. He's got the SR-8 out, not the weapon you want in close quarter combat. And he's going to be spammed to death by Reek. Picking up the victory for Pro 5. We are tied once again here on UT Casa 7-7. As Pro 5 back up by 3 by virtue of their 10-7 victory on the first round. More smoke being tossed into the Fountain Courtyard. Here they come. House Valhalla quickly infiltrating. It is Kinnix and Codename to the upper Fountain Hallway gunning down Method. As Great Eye coming past the Fountain. He is injured. He is bleeding. He is under heavy attack here. Thumber trying to put him away as Great Eye bends downstairs going to look into that upper Fountain Hallway. He cuts down Thumber. And Great Eye trying to fend off the attacks and does so. Codename cut off at the last minute here. Great victory by Pro 5 as they now take the round 8-7. They are up as we spawn with House Valhalla. Once again, time critical here for House Valhalla. They need to actually get rid of this this lead that Pro 5 has, and we know it can be done. We saw them for a couple rounds there hold the lead. As a House Valhalla now against the clock, 3 minutes to go. We see Barrett taking out Reek as Great Eye goes at Barrett. But Twin Duck with the SR-8 out. He is trying to hold down that new alleyway. Here he comes through with the MP5K up the stairs on to the balcony. He goes Great Eye, Twin Duck going at it. It's going to be Great Eye coming out on top. As we switch action over to the patio courtyard, Thumber and Kinnix going opposite ways here. Thumber coming through the courtyard alleyway, catching a Method. Down goes Method. So that's three gamers, 3-on-2 here in favor of Pro 5. Make that 3-on-1 as Kinnix bleeds to death from Great Eye. Thumber now left to fend for himself, not able to do so, coming out of the marketplace. The courtyard alleyway, he is gunned down. So 9-7. And time ticking off the clock here. We have 2 minutes to go. As House Valhalla quickly through the Fountain Courtyard, they got to put something on here. They're going to have to put their skills on and see what they can do. That bounce back ability that I was told about yesterday not happening right now for House Valhalla. As we see two quick attacks here, DMX and Zeebster cut down. And just as I say that, here comes House Valhalla back. 9-8 our score. Minute 47, it is a race against the clock here for House Valhalla. Quickly through the Fountain Courtyard, quickly infiltrating the Market Square. And we have a 4-on-4. Here they come. Method cutting down Kinnix and Thumber. The two guys leading the charge here for House Valhalla. Reek coming through, meeting up with Barrett inside the courtyard alleyway. He is cut down. And House Valhalla's last gasp effort here, not doing so well. Zeebster, DE round into Twin Duck. Down he goes, a minute 20, 10-8 our score here. And that might be all she wrote here for House Valhalla today, as they are giving it all they got here in the last 3 or 4 minutes. But I think they are going to come up just a bit short, as there is not going to be enough time for them to get 5 points. As we follow Codename upper Fountain Hallway, he's going to come out onto the balcony, into the patio courtyard, taking aim at Zeebster. Zeebster with the LR-300 out under the bridge. Going to be Zeebster cut off and cut down by Codename. Great work there as we see Reek now up on the balcony overlooking the patio. Reek's got the AK-103 out, and Reek catches Codename. Nice work. It'll be a victory here once again for Pro 5. Reek cutting down Thumber, 36 seconds and counting. And congratulations are going to go out to Pro 5 here as they are going to go on to defeat House Valhalla in a well-fought match on Abbey 2 and Akasa. But once again, Pro 5 just a little too much today for House Valhalla. House Valhalla has given it all they have got. Still having a monster put them at 2-2, and their chances of moving on all but over now. So congratulations once again to Pro 5. As we watch a few seconds tick off the clock, good action over near the Alley Timbers in the T intersection as Twin Duck backs off, just missing the grenade, taking aim at cutting down Great Eye, and it's going to be Zeepster with the final score. Our score, 12-8. That is going to do it. We're going to come back, wrap things up. It's Oswald. You're inside the game here. We're coming right back.
Gamers are all about low ping nowadays, and I should know. DJ Weed here, and I have got to tell you about Speakeasy. They're the preferred ISP of serious gamers. Want to know why? Well, you get hooked up with up to 4 static IPs, 8 email accounts, 200 megs of web storage, access to local game servers on a nationwide POP network, a FileShack Mercury account, and priority routing when you sign up for the Gamers Plus package at speakeasy.net. Now, how can you beat that? You can't. Would I lie to you? Of course not. We've come a long way since ice skating and Quake 1 on a 14K modem, so it's about time you got with the program, don't you think? Look, if you want to find out for yourself, then fire up your web browser and check out www.speakeasy.net. They're the preferred ISP for serious gamers. That's www.speakeasy.net. Now what you waiting for?
Okay, so we all piled into the company kitchen and cooked up theories that every radio station that could possibly be successful had already been created. This theory held true for approximately 27 minutes until it was shot down by 13-year-old Jimmy Smith.
I just thought it sounded pretty dumb.
It sounded pretty dumb. So we decided to assemble a new station focused on games, gamers, gaming, gaming, and gaming.
You said gaming three.
Hey, shut the hell up. Tune in, listen, and play with Radio ITG. We go inside the game to provide you with live sports coverage. You wanted it. You got it. A gaming station devoted to, games. So keep it here.
You guys are doo-doo heads.
And it's Oswald here back with you inside the game where you have just heard Pro 5 defeat House Valhalla by a final score of 22-15. Action got started off very quickly and UT Casa House Valhalla. Actually, you know, that score's not right. My bad. I can't add. Let me re-add that up. How about... No, that's right. I just had the name back. Yeah, 22-15 is the final score. I got the wrong names of the clients here. 22-15 is our final score as we run down individual scores here on UT Casa. Great Eye Pro 5, 21-14. Reek, 17-15. DMX, 16-14. Zeebster, 14-13. And a Method, 13 kills, 14 deaths. For House Valhalla, Twin Duck, 18-19. A Barrett, 15-15. Kinnix and Codename, both with 13. And Thumber with 9. So that is going to do it today as we get ready to hand out our Active War Warriors of the Game for Pro 5. It is going to be DMX. DMX, two good rounds. 16 kills there on Casa, 19 leading Pro 5 to victory on Abbey 2. And for House Valhalla, it is going to be Barrett today. Barrett had two solid rounds as at 15 kills on UT Casa along with 13 on Abbey 2. So congratulations to Barrett and DMX, our Active War Warriors of the game today. As that is going to do it for us, I do want to thank everybody for tuning in today. Once again, our final score here, Pro 5, 22, House Valhalla, 15. And with that victory, that is going to propel Pro 5 into the playoffs. And unfortunately, that sends House Valhalla packing. They go home. They go back to Denmark. But nonetheless, they've had another solid Cup 2 victory so far. And once again, congratulations to both clans. Both very good sports. And that is going to do it for me. I am out of here. Everybody take care. We'll see you next time.